Making fun of me?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting.
Why are you making fun of me?
Well, I mean, because it was something I heard you said last week. Broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, service, parts, and accessories. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies be desperate this week to land a star? I say yes, and I would include Alec Boehm in a deal to get a Eugenio Suarez, which include Boehm. I think the Boehm, adding him to the deal to get a player like that, it was 36 home runs. It's actually
sweeten that thing,
and
it
might be the most seamless way to make the defense work, because then everything stays the same. You just swap and Boehm out.
Yeah, plug and play.
For Eugenio Suarez. All right, we'll keep your phone calls going on that in the Phillies. Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert set to join us after camp today. Elliot as well. According to Elliot, Jalen Hurts has thrown an interception today, his first at camp. We know last year they set the record. Yep. The alarms are going off here at NovaCare. Elliot later in the show. But, Hugh, I got to get to something that happened when I wasn't here late last week. So,
what?
Well, I, along with many others, probably just thousands and thousands of people, got that email from the Eagles late last week with a survey.
Yes.
About the future.
The dome.
That's what it became, right? Yeah. It became, as I clicked into the survey, pretty clearly they are...
They're workshopping.
Yeah, they were angling and workshopping the future of their stadium.
What the people feel like. What
yes.
they feeling.
Including, they had a part of the survey where you had five choices. You had to rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of what the next stadium could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, it didn't take a rocket scientist to realize they were gauging.
Well, how much people want a dome.
Would you be okay with a full roof, full dome, or more of a retractable roof? Okay. So my first thought was, I'm not surprised, but I am so disappointed, and I hate this idea because I just feel like football is getting sanitized. Sooner than later, every single stadium will have a roof. Every one. And the only ones that won't are going to be the ones in warm weather, like in Florida or whatever. But they're all going to have a roof. So we're going to have no elements in football very soon. I'd say within 20 years, elements in football will be gone. They will all be perfect settings every game. And I hate it because I think it adds to the pageantry of football. And I would think a football guy would agree with me. But am I wrong in my assessment that when I wasn't here last week, you were pro-dome?
Yes, I was. Because I'm progressive.
Oh, no.
Joe.
Don't hide behind that word.
No.
You're not progressive.
I am progressive.
You are soft.
I'm progressive.
Okay.
And I look at it like everybody else is looking at it. The revenue. Like, what has happened?
Revenue?
I don't care.
May I be allowed to speak?
No. Absolutely
okay.
not.
I'm going to remember that the next time when I don't say anything and you come up and talk about, you're doing a radio show, you need to speak.
Oh, Joe, you missed it. We had maybe the most pregnant pause of all the
How long are we talking?
Oh, hold on. I have it right here.
Right. That's how you get punched in the face.
That man's had some real funny moments this week. Joe.
What's your rule?
That was dead air.
Joe, because... This is what you need to do, Kyle, because I feel like you and Joe be having side conversations and don't tell the whole story.
Well,
there was a lot going on. So in that moment, Joe the camera basically invoked Clubber Lang and said that's how he was going to handle Jack's wife. He said, should I do the Clubber Lang thing and hit his wife with a hey woman?
No, he should not do that.
Yeah, and Devin said, you know, that's how you get punched in the face.
She's right.
And I had the pregnant pause because – I had some other stuff to say, but I decided not to say it. So that's where the pregnant pause came from.
Also, Clubber Lang's a fictional character. Yeah. We don't treat our coworkers' wives like that.
Yeah. It was a lot. But back to this dome thing. The reason why I say what I say is because we had a Super Bowl in Giant Stadium a few years ago, correct?
Your MetLife was like 2013, 14.
Yeah, something like that. And that's what the NFL is moving towards. They're trying to maximize the venues for Super Bowl hosting Super Bowl. Because think about it, Joe. We the same few cities are allowed to get the money.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the Miamis,
New Orleans,
Arizona. the Arizonas. And stuff like that. So the owners and the cities with Super Bowl teams, they want to get in on this.
I get it.
And that's what it's about. Look at the Cleveland Browns. When they had the idea for their stadium in the suburbs, I know it got shot down. The last time I checked, the idea was being shot down.
But it was a retractable roof.
It was a retractable because they are trying to revitalize Ohio in a sense, and they want people to start. Because, man, when the Super Bowl comes to town, it's money to be made, and I feel like the Eagles want to be a part of that. So, and plus, the city of Philadelphia should want – the culture of the city to be on display.
Oh, stop it. Now, so cut to the chase, Douglas. You don't like to be cold in the pregame show.
Let's be real. So I get
– there's that.
Oh, now we're getting to it, okay? So I get all the reasons the city of Philadelphia, if they're going to spend $5 billion on a stadium along with the Eagles, I get why they want a roof. And I get how it will impact the city, and that's great. And we'll get a Final Four, and we'll get the Super Bowls.
All of that.
Wonderful. How do I benefit from that as a fan?
Because you benefit from the people seeing the culture of Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
We get a chance,
Stop
Philadelphia.
We're talking about football.
Your
football card is – you're no longer a football guy. It's over.
Because I'm about to cook.
It's over.
Because to Philadelphia, they need to see the city. You ain't going to play the music, huh?
No.
You ain't going to play music?
No, cooked. I don't support this.
This is insanity.
That's all right. I'll go a cappella. Because the people need to see the beauty that is Philadelphia. And we need to have a dome stadium here because it's cold outside. Thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't cook already. I mean,
this is the worst platform anyone's ever run on.
I mean, it could be. I mean, no, I don't. I disagree, but hey, teach us all.
215-592-9494. All right, be honest.
Yes.
Honest. How much of this is because you're cold doing the pregame show?
No, it is cold. I got a coat, though. Shout out to Jack Daniels.
They gave
me a coat.
Yeah.
I got a coat.
But the last 2 years, we've had some cold games, right? And we went all the way through late January last year with a home NFC title game.
I will say this.
Just be honest.
I will say this. I enjoy the company. And working with you, Joe, for all these years, it goes fast. So that's not the main reason
but
why.
But it's cold.
Well, it is cold. But that's not the main reason why. But wouldn't you like to see the city of Philadelphia at its absolute best inside an enclosed area?
No, I'd like to see real football played outside in the –
inside an enclosed area?
Like, we all realize if they have a retractable roof – I don't think they'll build a full dome. They'll have a retractable roof.
Yeah.
If they have a retractable roof, we'll never have a bad weather game again for the rest of our lives.
You know
it's
what?
Over. Like, think about the snow. Think about the playoff game last
Shady
year.
The Shady McCoy game.
The Shady McCoy game.
The Saquon Barkley run.
And the Saquon Barkley run.
I get it.
How majestic it looked in the snow.
It really looked majestic.
How the game was changing quarter to quarter because you know when that snowstorm was coming in, how it came crazy, and then it was clear at one point. That never happens again. I can't emphasize it enough. It will never happen again. They'll never keep the roof open in a snow game. Why would they? They have a roof. So we would lose that all to get a Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl is cool.
Super Bowl is really cool.
But let's think about this. How many of us and our listeners ever actually attend the Super Bowl in Philadelphia? Some. I'm not saying no one.
We would.
Nah, I mean, it's an expensive ticket. Like, the average fan out there, if the Buccaneers are playing the Chiefs, who's going?
But we'll go to the festivities in the city.
That's wonderful.
And our city will be on display in all full regalia.
Anyway. No, this is nuts. 215-592-9494. I recognize what's happening here. That survey didn't go out for no reason, right? Like you said.
They're gauging it.
Yeah, they're gauging it. And they're probably going to do what they want to do because that's how this typically works. But I don't like it. I don't like the idea of a dome. And I don't know how we could call Hugh Douglas a football guy ever again, Kyle. Like
what? What?
This might be worse than the defense thing, because at least I understood where you were going with that, with, like, money's on the offensive side. Like, you're trying to sell the city of Philadelphia on a dome. Kyle, that's bad. Like, it's even worse hearing him say it rather than knowing he said it.
I know. We're starting a campaign. Say no to dome. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, I'm Douglas. No to dome. I mean,
no
this
more
is
fall guy status anymore. The card is completely revoked. you can say whatever you want about the city of Philadelphia and the people of Philadelphia. It's all about selfish reasons. You're just cold. You don't like being cold.
I'm not selfish.
So I think I also unpacked another thing that maybe is under the radar here.
Who's that?
Well, I mean, I can do the math just like you could do the math. And I think Hugh's starting to realize that by the time they break ground on this new stadium, Hugh's probably pushing 60, if not in his
60s. That is very true.
So I think he's really worried about senior Hugh out.
Is Hugh even going to be there for this?
Hey, I'll probably be in the upper room looking down on y'all.
Why ruin it for the rest of us?
I'm talking about y'all doing this show. What y'all doing without me? No, that's not it. Because if they're breaking, that'd be the next couple of years. So, yeah, that might
happen. I think their lease goes to 2032 at the link. So, okay.
So
this,
we got a couple. Yeah, we got a little time.
Yeah, so that's around the time I expect this thing to be a dome here. 215-592-9494. The Phillies be desperate to go get a big star.
Oh, yeah, you know it's coming.
And the dome. Are you no to dome? I mean, like, I am totally no to dome.
No dome.
No, I can't. I hate it. It just, it doesn't. Like, you brought up the Cleveland thing, Hugh, and now Philadelphia. It's one thing when there is, like, all right, Minnesota has had a dome my whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to that now. I'm sure the fans are used to it. So they built a new stadium, right? They went from the Metrodome, and then they built the beautiful, whatever it's called, US Bank Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dome team. They're a dome city. Indianapolis, my whole life, they've been a dome team. They built a new dome. But, like, when teams like the Browns and the Eagles start talking about domes, I mean, at some point soon, what's going to be the only cold weather places left? Like Lambeau? It feels like we're just losing part of football.
You know what? That'll probably be the only stadium left that's not dome, and they'll never – Lambeau's probably never going to see a Super Bowl played – I mean, played there.
Right.
Well,
I don't even know if they have the infrastructure.
No,
in
they
the
don't.
City.
Not it's, in the city. It's not –
It's a little
not.
Town, yeah.
So when you talk about a city like Philadelphia that has a lot of culture, you know, when they had it in New York, it probably was one of the worst Super Bowls ever because it was outside.
The ironic part was it was
weather,
bad.
But the weather – I think fine. The weather was cool.
Yeah, I think it was like 60, 55.
Yeah, but they put –
the game was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, they put a Super Bowl there. And we all know how much of a chore it is to get to New York from the surrounding areas. It's a chore. So to be able to go to the game in New Jersey but enjoy stuff in New York, that probably was a grind for a lot of people. Philly has the infrastructure, and it's an easy trip for everybody.
City planner Douglas
I'm
over
just,
here.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm just keeping it a beat.
Are you going to run for mayor next? I mean, what are we doing?
You know, I mean, it might be in my future.
Either way, think about what this really ends up being. Super Bowl maybe one time in a 10-year span in the 2030s. Like, I don't give a crap about that. Why would I care about that?
Where's the next Super Bowl at? Where's the next one at?
Arizona, Santa Clara, California, and then L.A. after that.
Yeah, no, We already had, two in L.A. in the last, 2 years?
As more teams build domes, there's more potential sites. You know how they move the draft around? Because now everyone wants it? So, all right, so Houston gets Super Bowls. New Orleans gets Super Bowls. Miami gets Super Bowls. Tampa gets Super Bowls. Arizona, Santa Clara, L.A., Indianapolis, Minnesota. I mean, you start putting up more domes. Like, if Cleveland builds a dome, they're going to get a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because that area, from the renders that I saw, that would have been a nice area to hold a Super Bowl.
We build a dome, we'll get a Super Bowl. But Kyle's right. Like, we're not only going to get it once every 12 to 15 years because everyone's going to have a dome anyway, or there's going to be the regular warm weather city. So, I think
you don't see the infatuation. You don't see the
no. And I'm again, I don't know how many people are actually going to spend. I don't even know what it costs. $10,000 to go to a Super Bowl between. Now, it'd be cool if the Eagles were in it, but that it has to be a special case, right? It's a lot of money to see two teams you don't care about. It'd be cool for the city, but I think we'd lose more than we would gain. Final Four, awesome. I would try to attend that if we got it. I think that's fun. And great events. Cool, awesome. But I'm thinking more of a December game against the Cowboys in the snow or like last year's playoff game. It's going to go down as one of the great Eagles memories of all time. Saquon in the snow. It's majestic. It will never happen again. I hate it. I took the survey. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is happening, and I hate it. 215-592-9494. Are you pro-dome, anti-dome? And when you come down to the Phillies, should they be desperate this week to land a star? I think they should be. And the way they've played lately, which is well, actually makes me more desperate. Let's go finish this thing and win a World Series. Eagles practice going on right now. After practice, we'll be joined by Jordan Davis. We'll be joined by Dallas Goedert, Elliot Sherparks. And this segment, Hugh, brought to you by?
It's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive BetMax technology to find your perfect mattress.
All right, let's go to Manny in Overbrook. Hey, Manny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Manny. What's up?
Me and Kyle were going at it. Hey, by the way, Hugh,
yes.
I'm your avatar, by the way. I'm the one that won that thing when I said I posed as you.
Oh, is that right?
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so remember, was the one that
he told women that he was Hugh Douglas.
And he dated women. He asked, like, someone ever says you dated this person, it was actually him. Remember that 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yes.
Manny, that was awesome.
He said Avatar is funny.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How you doing? You good?
Yes, sir.
I'm curious. Good. How is your dating life going?
So, my dating life, well, I'm married now.
Okay, see, he's doing way better.
He parlayed being Hugh Douglas into being married.
Yeah, but you, when I was posing as you, I was doing pretty good, you. I was doing real good.
I think you did better than he did.
I'm down bad.
Yes, I think I did.
And Hugh's got nothing right now.
I'm down bad.
Hey, me and Kyle were going at it. So
doesn't sound like
if they do a tractable dome, I just see the Eagles opening up the dome during weather games because the fans would want it, the players would want it, the city would want it. Now, if you have this a regular dome, then no. But if you do retractable, they would open it up for a snow game.
So, Manny, I see why you think that. I can't think of a team that has a retractable dome and has not closed the roof in really bad weather. Like, you know, if there's a drizzle and it's open, they're not going to close it. But, like, forecasted bad weather, which was that Rams game. Like, we knew the forecast a few days out, 6 to 8 inches, whatever it was. Like, that was going to be a big snowstorm. I can't think of a game with a team that has the potential to close their roof that has ever left it open when it's bad weather. Like, maybe you're right that the Eagles would. It would be a departure from how most of these teams operate when bad weather's there.
Right, but most teams aren't in Philly. So
well, that's true.
To fill up your fans, fill their fan base, they would go. WIP would, like, have a poll. Would you want it open or want it closed?
Well, that actually would, Manny, that would be fun. And you know I'd be banging the drum all week, keep it open. And that's it's a fair point. And, Manny, good phone call. Kyle, I don't buy they would actually keep it open. I mean, especially, think about, I know last year's team was different. The Eagles usually spend a lot of money on quarterback and on receivers. They want to throw the football. Like, I don't think that's going to change as years go on.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you can't.
It's hard to do that in the snow.
And doesn't it seem like a waste of money to build the retractable roof if you're not going to use it for bad weather? I mean, and like you said, there's no team in history that's ever said, "Well, it's about the snow. Let's keep the roof open." Like, you build it for a reason, and that's the reason is to close it when there's inclement weather.
I also think, and this is beyond just the Eagles. It's about football. I just think we're sanitizing football. If all the teams are either in warm weather or have domes, doesn't every game look the same? When you watch it on TV, they all look the same. It's perfect conditions. There's never any weather that's a big part of it. That's part of why I think football is so much fun in December and January, because you have to have a team that could win in all sorts of weather. Like, early in the season, typically nice. You get later in the season, maybe a little more rainy and chillier. Then you get to December, January, and depending on who you are, where you are, you have to go win in elements. Like, think about that remember that Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game 2 years ago when it was like minus 10 in Kansas City?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If Kansas City had a dome.
And then if it was warmer, yeah.
If Kansas City had a dome, they would have closed the roof. It would have gave the Dolphins, obviously, a way better chance. They're a warm weather team.
Yeah, they got froze out.
Yeah, I remember watching Tua on the sideline look like he wanted to be anywhere else. Tyree, like, they all did. And that never happens ever again. The more we do this, I think we're losing something as football fans. Let's go to Larry, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Larry?
Hey, where would we be if we weren't known for throwing snowballs at Santa Claus?
Hey, Larry, think about that. Hugh Douglas ignoring that.
No problem.
Good job,
Larry. This is your fault, teaching people the pregnant pause. Go ahead, Larry,
Larry, what you got?
Santa Claus. We'd lose that whole aspect.
Well, obviously it didn't hit you, Hugh. That's what he was bringing. Larry,
well,
we appreciate
said
it.
Twice.
Yeah, well, I think we incorrectly thought he had more to
that was
say.
That was an electric phone call there by Larry.
Well, the bar is set high after Art last week. By the way, did you guys play Art for TK?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes, we did.
Did he appreciate Art?
Well, it made him very angry.
Well, that's what I expected. Yes.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I love him. I just love him. So do you think Art's pro-dome or anti-dome?
I would say pro-dome.
No.
Art seems like an anti-dome guy.
Art seems like he wants every game in the snow.
I mean, I doubt that. I highly doubt
that. Who's pro-dome besides you?
It was a couple people called last week that were pro-dome.
Yeah, honestly, far too many people are pro-dome.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah. I think a couple of the shows put up polls, including ours. It was like 65-35.
Yeah, that's
anti, but meaning
35
pro.
But like
pro?
That's way too much.
That is
way
remarkable.
Too much.
That's
man, could you imagine
gross.
Us having our? We could have all kind of antics inside the building.
What does that mean?
We could do what they call it the. When the dude is in the dunk tank, we could do the dunk tank inside the stadium.
Huh? Are you going to do the dunk tank?
Nah.
Well. So you're part of your reasoning for a pro dome is a dunk tank.
And TV screens and warm.
Yes, it goes back to that. And you're just getting softer and
warm.
So are we officially done with Hugh Douglas as a football guy? Is that over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, man, listen.
The football guy card's revoked. It should have been probably a long time ago. This is the cherry on top.
I just want to be warm.
Then wear a coat. Put some layers on.
Sidebar.
Yep.
I just saw our guy, Dave, you ran walk past.
Yep.
Needs a tan.
Yeah. I mean, as another guy who needs a tan,
Dave, you ran needs a tan.
I can empathize with that, yeah. Is he wearing long sleeves today? Dave always wears long sleeves.
No, he wears long sleeves with shorts, though.
I don't know how he does it. I mean, I typically, like, you know, layer and run cold. It's 95 with humidity today. What are you doing with long sleeves on?
Yeah, he wildin'.
It's a too much, yeah.
He wildin'.
He sounds
to me. Oh, no, he got on short sleeves. My fault.
Oh, good. All right.
But is it like, I couldn't tell because it's a white shirt and his arms are like super white.
Are you just now, you people watching?
Yeah. Well, he just walked past.
I know. I see. I saw him. Yeah. Do we think he's pro-dome or anti-dome?
I would say he's pro-dome.
No, I disagree. Dave Urim's
I would say he's a dome guy.
Well, I'll ask him when I see him. But yeah. I'd be disappointed. I'm disappointed in anyone that wants a dome in Philadelphia. It's just not.
Dome is where it's at, man.
Why?
Because it's better for the environment.
Says who?
I just felt like saying that. It felt like it was.
So
poignant.
Making things up now.
It felt poignant for the conversation.
It's
better for the environment.
I looked at you like, wait, does he have something here I don't know about? No, he just wanted to say it. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines on all this. Pro dome or anti dome in Philadelphia. I saw the email last week that was sent out to season ticket holders, or just any. I'm not a season ticket holder, but I've bought tickets before, so I'm on the list. And I got it, I filled it out, and I was annoyed because I see where this is going, just like we all do, that they want to do this. And I don't want one in Philadelphia. Do you want a dome, pro-dome or anti-dome? Even retractable roof is not enough for me because we'll just never get those kind of element games again.
No, I feel you with the element games.
We never will. I
do feel you with that.
I just feel like it's a part of football that we should embrace being where we're from. Like, that's part of, I don't know, if that game, let me just quickly throw this out there. If the Eagles and Rams has played in perfect conditions last year, who wins the game?
The Rams.
Okay. I think you're right.
I mean, the weather is a factor. No question about it. And I remember vividly playing in games where I could tell that the weather had taken its toll on the team because they didn't want to be out there, and you take advantage of that. Like, your perfect example, when you said Miami, Kansas City.
Yep.
They did not. They wanted to be anywhere else but playing football.
Yeah, and you know what? That's part of, if you play in a cold weather town, you get home field and you work all year for that, you get a real advantage, not just a roof over your head. 215-592-9494. And how desperate should the Phillies be this week, Thursday, the MLB trade deadline? I want them to be desperate. Go make the move to finish this thing. Eugenio Suarez, get the big bat in here. I'd be willing to give up Alec Bohm in the deal to get him. Would you? Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, slated to join us after practice today. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop forward live from training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.